Let's go right to Jerusalem right now. David Dolan is standing by there in this city that is going to be celebrating and maybe demonstrating also tomorrow the 45th anniversary of the reunification of this very sacred spot to the Jewish people, the city of Jerusalem, the entire city. We're going to be talking about what happened when Uzi Narkis took back that city. He was leading the Israeli Defense Force. They came from the Mount of Olives and took the Temple Mount in 1967, the Six-Day War. Gabby Barkai will be talking about some of the destruction done by reconstruction on the Temple Mount by the Muslims. And Gershon Solomon will tell the story of going up onto the Temple Mount and have the Jordanian guide show him around. But David, I want to find out the latest. Is everybody getting ready for the big celebration tomorrow there at the city of Jerusalem?
Well, Jimmy, actually, officially, the annual celebration of Jerusalem Day began at sunset today, so it's actually already underway, although this evening, it being a Saturday evening this year, and the date varies according to the Hebrew calendar, as you know, there isn't so much going on. There was a big performance near my home here in Jerusalem on Thursday night of leading Israeli singers, all featuring songs about Jerusalem. That was wonderful. I wasn't there, but I was real close to it because I live right above where it was held, so heard those songs. And that's going on. But tomorrow, as you say, are the main events, including a parade down through the center of the city to the old city that I'm looking at as we speak. It'll be passing in front of my window, basically, with the men going through the Dung Gate just south of the Temple Mount area. The women will break off and go through Jaffa Gate further to the west and will meet up with the men near the Temple Mount. Last year, there were 40,000 people, the police said, that participated in that parade with floats and all sorts of bands and different things, and they're expecting around the same tomorrow. But, Jimmy, last year, as you may recall, there was violence as well. There were clashes, 24 people arrested, a majority of them Jews, actually, but there were clashes between some of the Palestinians and the Jews here. And so the police are trying to prevent that this year by rerouting the parade, which used to go in through the St. Stephen's Gate, where Israeli forces entered in 1967 to go up to the Temple Mount. That is, as you know, to the east of the old city, in other words, in Arab-dominated areas, and that's where the clashes mostly took place. So this year they're coming in from the west and the south, and they're hoping to avoid any clashes. The police have asked the Palestinian store owners in the area to keep their stores closed tomorrow to prevent any sort of clashes in that way. And we'll see what's going to happen. But meanwhile, the temperature has been increased by a Palestinian cleric, a Muslim cleric, calling for Arabs to mass on the Temple Mount tomorrow to protect it from what he alleged was a plot by the Jews to storm up under the Temple Mount at the end of this parade, which the paraders are not planning to do, and there's no reason to suspect that they would do that. But this is stirring up tensions here, and so the police will be out in force tomorrow, and we'll hope for a peaceful day, but one never knows.
By the way, David said just a moment ago that Jerusalem Day had already started there in Jerusalem. Remember, the Jewish day begins at sundown. It's the night and the day, as told us in Genesis chapter 1, is how the Jewish people look at the day. So indeed, it is underway, the celebration, the great singing. And I know where David lives. I've been to his home, and it's so close to where they were having that concert. David, I envy you. I wish I would have been there. Let me talk a little bit more about this Muslim cleric who seemingly is inciting the Palestinians. We don't have any report, as I understand it, you may correct me, that the Jews, even the Orthodox Jews who want to put the temple on the Temple Mount, they're not going to be stupid enough to try to go up onto the Temple Mount tomorrow, are they? And that way, then, maybe this Muslim cleric's inciting everybody.
It's incitement, Jimmy. There's no doubt about it. There are no plans. Gershon Solomon, who you know, and others who do advocate Jews being allowed to pray on the Temple Mount. The Jerusalem Post had a very interesting article this Friday edition about that and those groups, and you know the rabbinical opinions against Jews going up to the Temple Mount, etc. But they're not planning anything for tomorrow. It would be the lone individual, maybe, or small group of Jews that would try to go up there to pray, maybe in a public demonstration. But as you know, the Israeli police are at the base of the entrances to the Temple Mount. They would probably spot such groups, and given the added or the heightened tension that surrounds the day in the Arab community, they would probably prevent that. So it's so unlikely. And, of course, the Israeli police can also prevent a mass gathering of Palestinians up there through their methods, and so that itself could be a cause of some trouble. But we're hoping for a peaceful day and just a celebration. But, of course, the Arabs don't see the reunification of Jerusalem, meaning that Israel took control of the eastern half of the city, and in particular the Old City, and especially that Temple Mount, as anything to celebrate. They very much oppose that. But for most Israelis, it is a great day. And many come up, Jimmy, from Tel Aviv, from Haifa, from all parts of Israel, almost in a biblical sense. Of course, the Jews are called in the Bible to come up to Jerusalem for the religious holidays, Shavuot and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, and Passover, but not for this day, which is, of course, a modern commemoration of something that happened in 1967. Nevertheless, they do come up from all across the country, and it's usually a great day. The weather's cool, it's cloudy, they're predicting rain even on Monday, so that's unusual, but we're expecting a big turnout. But the police will certainly be out, and security forces out as well, watching over things.
By the way, he mentioned Gershon Solomon. We'll be talking with Gershon in just a few moments. Keep the dial set right here on Prophecy Today. About three more items, if we can squeeze them in, David. Some staccato answers, if you will. Iran, a preemptive attack seems to be near. And the reason I'm making this statement, there's a lot of chatter here in America that those Israeli officials have basically gone silent about this preemptive attack. Looks like the elite are locking down for a possibility of this attack to take place in the very near future. What's the word?
Well, Jimmy, I can't quote any sources, but I was told by someone here who should know that we've been on full alert twice in the past couple months over a possible action, and that things are certainly certainly likely at any time. There's some speculation that if Israel is going to do this before the election in the States, they would want to do it well before the Olympics in London that come in August, because it might be seen as disruptive to that worldwide celebration, as it were. So we'll see, but certainly anything is possible there.
What about Time magazine? The cover of Time magazine, they crowned Benjamin Netanyahu king of Israel. He is pretty powerful now with his new coalition government, isn't he?
That received a lot of attention in the local press here, Jimmy, and he's very, very powerful. May turn out to be the second longest-serving prime minister after David Ben-Gurion, if he's reelected as predicted. He's now finally getting a presidential jet, as it were. Until now, the prime ministers always flew around the world in a leased jet from the El Al Israeli company, but now they're going to buy the prime minister's own jet. So maybe another sign that this guy really is, as they say, in a sense, a king. But he said in response, "I'm no monarch, and this is still a democracy, and it will remain so."
And maybe one final thought here in 15 or 20 seconds. It seems that Israel is becoming the target of the Egyptian presidential race, talking about the peace treaty, talking about wanting to set up a caliphate. Give me your thoughts quickly.
Well, the people here are hoping that those are just words, because it's an election campaign and the majority of the voters are Muslim fundamentalists, and that after any new government assumes power, it will take a more moderate stand, given that it might well lose U.S. military support, financial support, if there's any attempt to break the peace treaty with Israel.
David Dolan, he is here with this special edition of Prophecy Today, the City of Jerusalem celebration reunification, 45 years it's been in place, and we'll be talking more about it with other Prophecy Today broadcast partners here in just a moment. David, from Jerusalem, man, this is great to be able to have you talk about it. And stay safe. Don't go out too close to what may be some action tomorrow, but we'll talk again next week.
Okay. God bless, Jimmy. Thanks.